When it comes to taking and using your mobile phone overseas, unless you've done your homework, it is possible that you could get a nasty shock when you get your next bill. That is, unless you happen to be with Vodafone and are about to head over to New Zealand. On the line, I have Stephen Smythe from Vodafone Australia. G'day, Stephen.
Hey.
Now, what are you finding is the greatest obstacle that needs to be overcome so the average user understands exactly what's involved in using their phone in another country?
Yeah, it's not just one obstacle. One in five Australians are using their phone overseas, but the rest, it's just because it's not clear or simple and there's lots of catches. So the whole concept of our $5 a day roaming, which we've really improved as well for New Zealand, is to make it really simple, really fair price with no catches.
Cool. Well, we'll talk more about New Zealand in a second, but how overall does Vodafone go with instances of bill shock from Aussies heading to other countries?
Well, we're finding our customers just rave about our $5 roaming product, and the reason is because of how it works. So you're having your daily plan. You might have 2 gigabytes, 5 gigabytes, 10 gigabytes, you might have voice and other inclusions. But what we do for people is when they go overseas, they can use all of those inclusions and just for about the price of a coffee, $5 a day, and only when they're using their phone. So they tap into those inclusions, that data, for no extra limitations other than that $5 a day charge.
So that $5 a day charge, what countries can you use that deal in at the moment?
So it can be used in 51 countries globally. Really, a lot of the major destinations that people will be familiar with, going to New Zealand, UK, USA, all of those destinations are in there.
Now, brilliant. Of course, now you've just announced that Australian customers of Vodafone heading to New Zealand will actually find it even easier because now there won't be any roaming charges, at least for the next, say, 12 months or so. So how does this work for the average person hopping off a flight in Auckland, for example?
Yeah, this is super exciting for us to be able to announce this. So when an Australian customer of ours goes to New Zealand now, they don't have to do anything. They can just keep using their plan as they were at home. So the $5 a day charge is waived, at least for the next 12 months. But a customer doesn't even have to do anything. They don't need to sign up for a pack. They don't have to worry about being capped or in any way. They just keep using their plan as they would do here in Australia.
Now, of course, previous to you announcing this free roaming deal, of course, yeah, you had that $5 charge in place. Was that working well, or do you still need to educate your customers a little more on that?
So we're finding it's working really well for us in terms of a lot more people are using roaming. We've had over 3 million uses of the $5 roaming, and they've used it for about 500 million megabytes of data. So I don't think there's any problem in the usage. We just want to really keep challenging this as far as it gets, and it can't get any easier than no roaming charges at all. And so that's what we're trying to test out in the New Zealand market here with this pilot.
And so if all goes well in New Zealand, are you hoping to do some deals for free roaming in other countries?
Yeah, that's right. Everything is by country. You've got to construct commercial deals that make these things work, obviously. But we're trying to be on the behalf of the consumer and strike deals where if we get enough people using Vodafone, can we find a way to make it work for them and make it work for us? So we absolutely want to keep leading in this roaming space.
And how does your offer on international roaming compare to that of other mobile providers?
What we've really tried to set out to do is do something that's obviously a fair price, but it's also simple and uses and works automatically. When you look at some of the other providers, what you'll find is, well, often they struggle to hit that $5 a day mark because that's a very keen price, but also you'll see that it isn't quite as simple. So there's different zones, there's different travel passes, the data caps, so you can't use all your data inclusions. You might only use, say, 50 megabytes a day. For a lot of our providers as well, it isn't as easy, so you have to call up and do something or switch something on your phone. It's not automatic.
What is the one piece of advice you would give to anyone heading overseas with their smartphone, no matter which provider they're with?
I think what you'll find is everyone needs to know what they're getting into before they switch on their phone in the other country. It isn't always easy to chase this information down with your providers, but absolutely, if in doubt, don't use your phone. What we've really tried to do here at Vodafone is you don't need to have any doubt because everyone can use the phone and tap into those great charges.
Excellent. And for Vodafone customers who'd like some more information on international mobile roaming, where do they go for more info?
Yeah, there's information on the My Vodafone app, but there's also information on our website. If you Google roaming, you'll find the pages.
Great stuff and a good deal there as well. Thank you very much. That's Stephen Smythe from Vodafone Australia.
Thanks very much.